just trying to identify your accent.
No, I thought you were from the British.
No, I'm Canadian. They're doing a story this week on the official takeover, General Hawkins. And there are obviously various questions that Michael wants to ask you. And one of them is what policies you think that the United States should pursue in Vietnam?
Well, now, these back down after
you have told him that you had said that the policy is going to be, in fact, we are in the process of trying some letters now, one of which is trying to explain that you really need to bring in a background, not the attribution. One other paragraph, and it says that you don't make policy, it's difficult to talk to you and handle questions.
Is this really what I need now, rules? You'd probably prefer more ground rules permitting direct quotation, but
you don't wish to be quoted on anything.
Well, if you could, after my discussion, if you could submit the quotes and let me look them over, I'll consider them.
Yes.
I did that, in all fairness, I did it for the study of folks.
Yeah, I mean, that was
not all wrong. If you could do that, I will do everything I can to allow you to put as much as possible in folks. But I'm in a position where I'm an executor of policy and not a maker of policy.
All right, I'll do that.
Yes.
Otherwise, enough contribution, then one puts it down as a military source.
Okay.
Now, could you give me that, give me all your opinions on what you think, what policy it has about you?
Well, I think we should pursue a UN policy. And we should put whatever is necessary into this effort in order to meet our objectives. Our objectives do not involve the acquisition of any land other than that, occupied by three people, and we are interested in leadership, assassinations, terror.
But would this be a last resort, or do you think this would be something that is being planned in the near future, or?
Well, I think we should at all times advocate the world when we do this, and when the world is built, something has to be adopted, and then this is a policy matter that has to be decided in the high level. Understand the him kind of common at the moment, but they, you know, the law and the competitive conditions that they know is this now. Realize that country must become unified and politically stabilize and cease fighting global factions. We're going to get on with conflict. And if you draw on the realization of the scenic far north,
but you wouldn't say anything radically new,
any radical idea in this bill?
No, I don't know.
I don't think there are any radical solutions in the book.
There are some
fundamentals that are left to be pursued and paid the bills.
A combination of military, political,
economic.
Yes.
Yeah.
As you said, you very aptly pointed out,
you have the
lack of cohesion
in the
kind of government.
It has been multiplied
in the ratio of them
to go outside of Taiwan.
Provincial administration. If we have to make a, if one can hold on here in order to build
these things up,
what would be your estimate of the time necessary for American presence?
Well, I mean, it's going to be many years. It's going to be a long process. What we have to give is a long, drawn out campaign.
Thank you. which you, that then I'm going to call it.
Gentlemen, might be. It's appropriate to come call you in and say goodbye. I've been here now for almost 2.5 years and been with you, been closely associated in many of the activities here in Vietnam. And while you are moving to greener pastures, I just better do. I thought perhaps first, I might review what we've tried to do with the military assistance command in the last 2.5 years, and perhaps give you the background to further. As you recall, in 1961, General Taylor was sent out of here on a mission when the Viet Cong had up there raised quite considerably and were running loose all over the country more loose. The idea of General Taylor's mission was to see what should be done and what we should do, what we could do to help out here in Vietnam. He came back to Washington and with several recommendations to the president, and it was decided to increase the effort here in Vietnam. At that time, the advance was around 700. In the next 2 years, it went up to 16,000. That wasn't all. We thought there should be a great improvement in the intelligence gathering, intelligence advance, and also that the Vietnam forces needed some more modern means of transportation, with helicopters. There was also a considerable news crew, signal communication effort here. So the Maxine Command was established in February 1962, and I was designated commander. Build-up had already started. The helicopter company arrived here in December of 1961.
The 57th
had a wonderful record here
in
3 years. The advisory effort had
struck big.
And we in the States sent many officers here to intelligence schools to improve their own effort intelligence and bring them up to date. They were later sent over here. When that was established,
the three things
we are thinking that we best that could help. We started installing a signal communication system all over the country. You could
hardly get in
out of Saigon. You pick up the phone and usually get ready any place in Vietnam.
It's a tremendous system, the
tropospheric status system, and one that is
the best
I've seen, and put in actually from April to September in 1962. The helicopter company was up from 1 to 8, including the Marine Squadron. And as I told you before, besides the intelligence, had increased considerably from some 700 to
16,000.
That 16,000, of course, is not a
rise
as the advisory
group.
It's about 3,500, the rest
is support
forces, like the helicopter companies, their maintenance, their ordnance shops, signal communication people
brought
into the country. That is the first effort.
It is a good,
well-tailored program, I will say that. The next thing we decided was
that the Germans needed some more infantry, and
we created two more infantry divisions, the 9th and the 25th. The 9th came off the production
of the one in
the summer, the first summer of
62, and the 25th,
about a year ago,
in
the spring of 63. In the Army, we had
parachute
battalions that have not all received their training.
In fact,
one of them yet has to go through the formal
training,
although it's been through several interim MTT type training efforts and
also
the operations. They are all trained and given a very thorough training schools. We formed armored cavalry squadrons and equipped them with M113s and
M114s.
Presently, we're getting rid of the 114s and the
113s
are the best vehicle we find
in this country. We
increased the schools
across the board.
The signal school,
the admiral school,
the engineer schools. We increased the
officers,
the training schools that were producing two classes of
1,500
or 2,000
a year. Increased the
non-com school. This is all in
the lab.
And made a tremendous
difference.
Now, the officer along and being
agreed,
and so are the non-commissioned
officers.
In a few more months, they'll be
up
to strength. The Air Force was flying
about 100
sorties a month when we arrived. is now flying up to 1,500 sorties a month. Tremendous increase. But a new squadron soon to be available for operations this summer. They've done a tremendous. That means training the pilots, which is a lot an item, of course, and also mechanics that go with it. The Navy had 17 ships when we arrived. It's now up over 4. The Sea Force took over the U.S. patrols in the summer of 1960. The force is full strength, and we built a junk. We did that in 1962 or 63 or some 550 jobs. We also had to increase training for the officers in the Navy. Another tremendous something that hadn't thoroughly worked on before. We had never trained the Arab. At that time, they had about 70,000 people. Some 32 odd training camps. Gave all the civil groups a 12-week training program. We had never trained the Southern Corps, now called the Popular Forces. They at that time had some 80,000, they're now up in 100,000. And we gave them all an 8-week course in other training centers. The military was cut from 4 to 2 years. The output of officers would be increased. And the other schools, the officer candidates, was some 21 months. 12 months down to 8 months. All in a tremendous effort to keep this show on the road. As our programs were forecast, we see them coming to about the spring of 63. And we helped the Vietnamese. What was called the National Campaign Plan, which actually initiated in February of 63, actually got off the ground on 1 July 63, where we had stepped up their operations from 7 or 8,000 a month to 14 to 15,000 operations a month. We would take the initiative away from the sea. They had done that in 62, get up and increasing even in the summer of 63. Then we had a few across the women came to the front. The government gradually control here and there, martial law was established, student riots, things like things they had in September, seemed quiet and peaceful, but underneath there was that current of turmoil. There was a change in government on in November. Rules that the young government had put in, not all of them, but perhaps most of them, relaxed. And the new MRC, in trying not to annoy the people, relaxed the rules. Coming into Saigon of checking the canals and things like that. There's another change of upon you, when they came to the government, that meant the change of most of the province chiefs, the division commanders, and most district chiefs in the country. It was as President Johnson had embarked after to Washington, the unfortunate death of Kennedy, and to the government, and for all the governors, and claims all the mayors of all the cities. This took some time to do, and of course it upset things, and some time before the new men were able to establish their control, or even know what to do with. In January, and January 30th, the change of government, and again, we had a change. Chiefs and the district chiefs, and also in most of the division commanders. Again, you tell those people, the new people who were there, what they had to work with and what they had. Now see the national campaign, the plan was rewritten, and hardly got been put into effect when there was another change on January 30th, and GVN wrote another plan called the National Classification Plan, which was the Vietnamese name is the Chinh Plan. This is now in a group, the classification plan that's in a group for the country. So those 2.5 years in busy years with all the things the U.S. moved through, assistant command was been tasked with doing. Mostly the training, mostly the support. Not to mention all the other facets of the military, like the psychological operations and things like that. It's been a tremendous effort, and the group that I've commanded here, I'm really quite proud of. I think this group of Americans I've gathered together, and so it's been my fortune. I take my hat off to one of my, I salute them truly. Because of the changes we've put back, or the GVM has been for 9 months. I've lost the effective control. That's beginning to change again. Where are we today? I think the Congress has really appreciated efforts to make this thing work. I think the programs were established on a sound basis. They are now mostly out of the family, getting into stage. Scripture laws, certainly building the troops back up. New pacification plan calls for certain monuments if people have. They've increased the pay of the soldiers. They're trying to take care of the welfare, social welfare of the soldiers. General Khan is getting out as much as talking to the soldiers. I've seen it in most cases is very good. increased the fact last week 8,000, over 8,000 the team size of relations as to GTN and up to the operations to amount in 1 week. The FS is going along at this same rate. The Navy is at the rivers of it. It's been and holding up the rivers out at sea and on the rivers. And so are they. Yes. Well, I think that we've been set back a classification of that. Once we're ready to go, the GVM has started. As you march down the provinces from the north, you call number 11 or 12, they call classified. Number 12 are in the speed. Classification can be given down here around the various stages on the Yang province where the Wahaus are in very good shape. Next to it are the area next to the province and is very good. Been long. He's coming along. Then Ben is improving and not even just could be the Hamlet program and the latest week. Can rise again, which I think is fine. Can rise a year ago as one of our agencies and was, I think, one of the outstanding province chiefs here in Vietnam. I went to Da Nang last time, came back and broke down in tears when he saw what he'd heard. But he now, I believe, he's under control and it's moving up the group. Well, I must remember that mission here is to help the Vietnamese armed forces, the Vietnamese government, counterinsurgency. We don't, we're not fighting, we're just trying to help them. And I think when you look for that mission, keeping that mission in view, but you'll find that COVID is pretty well under control in many, many areas of the the latest figures I've in control can take the government to over 9 million people. It does not count for 2 million people. It is 2 million people that are under control and 2 million under the BC control. Now that doesn't mean that the places where these 9 million pacified, that is not true. But in many cases, in the concept of oil spread, the oil spread concept of pacifism, beginning to take hold, you have to progress from month to month, from day to day. I'm proud to be the American effort out here and commit. And the armed forces of Vietnam was responsible for holding this country together. But our continued support, willing to determine, I'm sure they have, we'll get this show on the road again. Thank you very much. I'll turn on the shower.
Does that mean that the figure of the original figure of 1965 the American effort to be literally, would that now follow 1966?
I don't think that he put any figure. I think, as you know, people all over the are sent to help the country and assist them in training and supporting them. Support others and do a good job. I think as a group, a particular group, sincere, have qualified the Vietnamese that they're capable of, so if they can turn over like in the units, so the ordnance units, the Americans will phase out. Putting a time limit on any good.
General Harkins, Group 5 has told us here, yep. The arrangement of the war are like, to be desired, in fact. War that's in somewhat of a mess, that wouldn't.
No. I think General Kahn is most aggressive and positive, and he has people he feels that are good commanders, field commanders, and put them out in the unit. He's made several changes. You know, Kahn's been fighting this war for some years, and no slouch on it, and I think that's the problem. No, the seniors, I mean, the senior commanders have gone to this fort lead. I don't know whether that's what he meant or not. He's gone to a war college. Perhaps he meant they should go to higher schools. You didn't see what the senior was.
The certain princes that set to lieutenant colonels in this battle shook their hands during the second regiment. Were placed in position for command. Stood in a proof, that the best were not being used. I wonder if you have any comments or the management.
I'm not trying to get. He thinks the best thing The job's a must get it to do.
General, how did you do? We don't command. Do you think it would have? What do you expect would have been had you commanded it during your time?
I don't care. I think we should do that. I think the Vietnamese were all they had to support. And I think they should have it.
General, do you anything more specific in order to be able to carry on, such as more aggressive blows at the north, or any one particular future?
If we just don't have to do it, I think if it can, I'm going to save it under control.
Will
another
change of government, or nonviolence, will
the
first
woman have
the
effect?
We don't have one,
Barry. General, we also heard that yesterday that there was too much political influence in the army. Do you think that
No, General Khan is a pope, so I don't know how to influence her.
Well, farther down,
I can't answer that, I'm sorry.
Well, the criticism was probably the most criticism today of General Khan was that his top priority is civilization.
I think General Cullen's priority is the communists. He's told me, reiterated, and he's been doing it for 20 years, and he's done a very fine job at it.
General, another statement that the revised
the Russian
has not gotten off the ground.
Would
you go along with it?
I think there are a few places we're in the prominent stage here, so check all the provinces today. Well, that's a fair question. I didn't know that nobody would answer this that way. Well, my con, two or three that they will hold operations. I mean, during the clear operations, which they have to be before they get into the real constitution of going into the hamlets and the villages and finding out who the beach probably is, and things will explore. I think there are two or three that is building at prominent stage, and they're training the people who have to do the job. We must realize that when they make one of these changes in a province chief or district chief, he should change perhaps the officials down below them. And that means another training program for the people who are going to run the government right down in the village and the hamlet. And you have to take the people from the villages and the hamlets to you want people to live there to be the administration, so then you have to put them to school.
Classification program and a number of advice given by the emergency regarding resources to school, psychological warfare, administrative aspects had not used, were not functioning, and this was sort of bogging down the entire thing. That,
I think that the resources control is gradually coming back. They've put in curfews in many places. They've put in curfews on the rivers and the deltas. Probably the first time since I've been here, they've been in effect since January, and they're really hard to control. I think not. The controls in Mata Saigon have worked in effect, and I think the police here in Saigon have had money to the command also. I believe that they're back getting into control. And as you know, they have this out in Trollon, they have sort of this self-creation place where they now have a warden for each four or five houses, where a man is responsible for the people in the particular houses. And if somebody new shows up, the new face shows up, he's supposed to run the church. And those are the things that are going to help. When you can say, we the people in Vietnam, then you're going to be all right. And right now, you can't see. There are so many different sects and clans and different ethnic groups that they haven't got together yet at the basic level. As you recall, when we wrote our constitution, we said, we the people of the United States. Now, you have the Cambodians, you have the French, you have the Vietnamese, you have the Rahals, the Tribals, the 35 tribes, and things like that. And as yet, they haven't got together, so we can say we the people.
Well,
it's not easy.
Would you say, sir, that you feel that by and large, on various levels, Vietnamese have taken the advice of the Americans in various aspects of production?
If they haven't, I don't think they'd be where they are today, and I think they've done some very well.
Viewing the last 2.5 years, General, is the progress that was made here, did it meet your expectations, or?
Yes, I think it did. At the time that this crisis sort of set them back. It's very difficult to fight a war like this with a strong government, but when you don't have an effective government, it makes it doubly difficult. And for a time now, we just ignore it. It's just coming back again.
Did you note, sir, in your time here, do you think that the
Viet Cong,
the enemy, is also improved?
Well, yes, I think they have. We got these types, and we've got more weapons. Some tactics. I don't think they're capable of overrunning a district or a province headquarters and holding it. I'm sure they're not at this time. I think that the reason, for instance, last week or the week before, they had the fewest number of Viet Cong attacks since I've been here. They had 26. And I think one of the, there are probably a couple of reasons. The rainy season, the beginning of the rainy season, the planting season. But I also think that the pressure the GVN are putting on them, having 8,500 operations a week, is keeping them both broken up into little small units. And they hadn't come out. They came out yesterday morning at Hanoi, and they took a pretty good licking for that.
Well, you mentioned that the blueprint has been set back about 9 months as a result of the uncertainty brought about by this new coup, if I understand correctly. Now,
the changes in government. Yeah.
Changes in government, yes, that's readjusted. I wonder whether this blueprint does envisage, in general terms, when we will reach the point, assuming there is no great new influx on the cross of borders, when we will reach the point of general pacification. Do you feel without getting involved too deeply in debate that within a year or 2 years perhaps the situation at this present rate will reach a satisfactory position?
They have a time schedule on all the pacification plans. I don't think I'm at liberty to say them because some of them are changing from time to time, but there is a time phasing for the search and clear, for the clear and hold, and for the phase three, the build-up. And they vary in the different provinces. You've got 43 provinces, you've got 43 wars. There are just that many differences.
In short, then, General, would you say that the general state of the counterinsurgency now is more serious or less serious than it was in 1961?
Well, I wasn't here in 61. I think that the GVN are in a much better position to meet it now than they were in 1961, and that's why we put this tremendous effort in there.
Well, what about then when you came?
It was just beginning to improve then. I think the GVN went on the initiative for the first time in September of 62. Some of the programs had and they were really more active than the VC starting in September.
General, I know you have another appointment in
the
appointment.
I gotta go to a dinner.
The following is an interview of General Richard Stilwell by Sol Sanders of U.S. News and World Report on June 10th, 1964.
And I don't know whether he knew it or not, but I never knew. I'm just really
sorry you got such a short.
Yeah, I really want to end on one thing.
No.
And I guess it's not sort of thing you can answer very straightforwardly if you were thinking about it, but whatever you can tell me. I gather there's a proposal flapping around. Also that goes something like this. We're overextended. We just about hit the bottom of the manpower barrel here. We will not be able to guarantee security for the whole country. And therefore, what we have to do is take a leaf from the I'm not sure. This is the way the thing's stated. I don't buy this part of it. Take a leaf from the British book in Malaya and establish very limited white areas that we absolutely can assure 99% security for the population, however small they might be, and move out from that. Now, my first reaction to this was, well, what do you do if they put their flag up in a district capital and say they've got, you know, they've got a parallel government? And I would tell them, well, you bomb the hell out of them. And in any case, that's what you're going to get sooner or later anyway, the way things are going. Now, are any of our people buying this? I guess it's coming from the British and the interested bystanders. What do we think of this?
Well, personally, I've never heard.
You've not heard?
Well,
I'm oversimplifying
it.
Yeah.
The heart and soul of the Pacification Council, which was launched right now, is to develop, as you've heard of the oil spot technique, is to put our main effort in the reasonably secure area and work out from there. This is true, but not the whole of it. Anyway, for example, our main oil spot is Saigon, and therefore it follows that the provinces immediately around Saigon should get an overwhelming preponderance of the total effort, but not all of it. By any manner of it. But the concept is to work from secure areas out. That's right. Now the British thesis all along is that you clear, secure, and hold as you go along. And this is the concept. But we're starting oil spots every place where we got the GDN flag planted. So strategically, there's no concept of overall consolidation and starting afresh. One of the constraints here that dictates that is that where we got our flag solidly planted, we have to, it's politically and psychologically not desirable to move it. If we were starting in 1962 again, and had total control, which we didn't always, of the progress of the strategic hamlet program, we would have envisaged a different progression. There are areas where hamlets were built and village clusters were organized, which were difficult and remain damn difficult to protect. On a very small tactical level throughout the and you will see readjustment. You will find from time to time hamlets which are moved. A hamlet here, a hamlet there. But not in the sense of evacuating the district area. No. Oh, sir.
Could have gotten started because of this new
For example, I'm a proponent.
700 people came in the other day.
Tell them
that I was planning, but it wasn't in line with this.
Let me show you what this came in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I know how busy you've been.
You'd
like to see everybody and
let you
know.
I told Bob this
would
be not
for us. No, none of it is. No, background. Good briefing last week, as a matter of fact. There are a few things I wanted to talk about more fairly. Aren't you getting increasingly apprehensive or, perhaps too strong a word, puzzled by DC's continued pussyfooting, if you want to call it that, or failure to announce something that looks more drastic, definitely get some kind of shake that looks kind of ominous?
Well, I wouldn't call it ominous, Mr. Chairman, in this regard. We don't think we've ascertained completely why there has been a slight fall off in attack numbers, totals.
But I would point out that the overall reduction in incidents, which we used to embrace a whole series of different types of activities, and has not been that much. We dropped 10%.
Well, this week it's 410.
Well, what was it?
And, well, it was 500, 540, 460, 480. It's the last 500 was the last column on your right there. Actually, they were much lower than that last October. They were down to 300 last October.
I think the most needed in the actual figures is lack of pattern to what they are probably on for the first time. Compared to 2 months or so, you have fairly large size county company. But now the shape of what their next big move is going to be, in a matter of several months now, for any real shape and pattern of what they're likely to
have. They were active as hell in that early April, first half of April,
yeah.
If you recall.
Yeah. Where are they sooner or later going to come up with big and try something big again? What will happen by now? I mean, I don't know by now either of these. I'm not too aware of what we were talking about the other day, frankly. More and more, though, series of small gifts that the types of things are anywhere near the gifts of size, but continue to count in size.
Take the gin bin through all your lexicon. They can't lay siege to an area.
No. No, they couldn't lose those by area.
They can't lay siege to the Dose area because we're not in there on a permanent basis.
No, they didn't.
Not lay siege for more than a few hours. Any installation we have there, we can reinforce it.
No, again, before you arrive, it's a long word. But a series of battalion size front, followed by battalion reserve. One of April was a element of about three regiments.
Three battalions.
Of three different regiments.
Remember, they haven't. See, they're. You got to localize them in this one. The only place, the last time they had a big attack in the northern half of the country was in the early days of April 63 when they got active as hell at Pong 9 from the day operating in the coast. Now, we haven't had a really major attack in terms of a full battalion even in that area since. They've knocked off hamlets. They've ambushed once in a while. When they overran the district town of quad tree, the
belong,
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 belong.
I remember when you met, yeah.
Up here, drop on.
Yeah, way up.
Operational posture.